I am looking at doing a story on turnover.
Wow. Okay, you're hitting it right at the right time. Oh my God.
Renee moved to Indianapolis a year ago to be closer to her grandkids. She worked at an Amazon warehouse. Then, several months ago, she made a wrong turn and drove by the Indiana Women's Prison. A sign out front said hiring.
And I pulled into the parking lot because I saw some corrections officers getting off their car. So I asked. And one corrections officer, she said, "Please get in there. Apply today. We need help." I thought, this is it. This is why I accidentally got off the highway at the wrong spot, you know?
It was far from a dream job, though. 6 months in, Renee quit. She doesn't want speaking out to prevent her from getting another job, which is why I'm using her middle name. Prisons in general are known to have high turnover, and facilities in Indiana are no exception. Charlene Burkett is the ombudsman for the Indiana Department of Correction. She says staff retention has been a major concern for years.
I don't know that you could pay me enough to be a correctional officer, honestly. It's a tough environment.
According to department reports, the number of vacancies has shot up since February to the highest level since at least 2014. The National Guard was activated in April to help with the shortage.
The COVID crisis has changed everything. A lot of our older officers chose to retire.
I spoke with four former correctional officers at the women's prison. Only one volunteered that they were afraid to catch COVID. Instead, they said COVID made existing problems at the prison worse. Renee says the prison was severely short-staffed. Officers were required to come in 4 hours early or stay 4 hours late.
They're working, 16 plus hours a day. It's crazy.
When the coronavirus hit, the prison went on lockdown. Officers were told to keep women locked in their cells almost the whole day, even though the cells had no toilet or running water, and it could be hotter than outside.
Guards and the inmates were passing out, having seizures. A lot of guards passed out at their desks. That happened, I would say, about four times that I know of.
She felt pressured to treat women more harshly than necessary, to punish them for minor infractions instead of issuing warnings. And she says the veteran officers set a bad example.
We've watched them sleep. We've watched them yell, scream, swear at the inmates. I've seen my lieutenant chest bump, move girls out of the way of the doorway where he walks into. Why are they doing that? That's not our training. That goes against our core values.
Renee says higher-ranking officers micromanaged and yelled at the staff who didn't fit into the culture there. The other former officers I spoke with echoed her concerns. Sarah Knorr quit in July. She had nightmares about the lockdown.
They basically want the officers to treat human beings like animals, maybe even worse.
Indiana corrections officials declined to be interviewed for this story. A spokesperson wrote that the agency looks for people with, quote, fresh perspectives who can make the department better through diversity and a true commitment to changing lives, end quote. He also said that prison officials make efforts to let staff know they're appreciated. Those efforts didn't work to keep Renee. She says her bosses labeled her offender friendly and gave her a quota to fill, writing up three prisoner offenses a day. But some days, she didn't see three things that warranted write-ups. When a sergeant threatened to discipline her, she walked out.
I'm not taking this anymore. I'm done. We're done. I'm terminating you as my employer, effective immediately.
She says now that she quit, her stress is gone. Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.